Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1372. We'll learn today Lila Nishmas Moshe Dayif Ben Rabbanu Tisul Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and the Refuah Shleima Refol Yeshua Ben Zion Ben Zisul Nachar. Getting back to our Malacha of Mechatech, measured cutting. Okay, so we pretty much have the Klolim. There's not too many major Klolim when it comes to Mechatech in general. Like we did mention, it does run a little bit parallel to Korea tearing, sort of, a little bit on, but there are various different distinctions. Just real quickly to go through what we have, the various klolim, and then we want to get into all the various different practical applications. So first of all, we said in general, mechatech does not apply to food. Somebody wants to cut their steak, cut their chicken because I want smaller pieces. I want bedafka this size or that size, regular food. In general, mechatech, measured cutting, does not apply. Most other materials, it does apply. Told us the bir halacha, obviously skins and hides and even feathers and even wood, whether it's hard items, soft items, that doesn't really make much of a difference. As far as materials go, it would apply pretty much across the board to most materials, but not food. We said that does somebody need to use a kli or not a kli, a utensil? Last year we came out, Lamaisa, just going through all the various different categories and different klolim in Mechatech, then we could get back to the practical applications. One does not need bedafka kli, a utensil. It depends. If we said, we established the fact that if the Mishnah Berurah brought down, again, an hour simen shin, chav beis, sif katan yud ches, where is the main klolim the Mishnah Berurah brings down for Mechatech, that is, if the regular way to cut this thing down to a measured size is with a kli, with a utensil, then that would be asur min haTorah to do. And if you do it a different way, like with your hands, that would be asur midrabanan. But if the regular way is to cut this thing down to size or tear this thing down to size with your hands, so then that would be also, even to use your hands, would be asur min haTorah midiraisa, and using a kli also could be asur min haTorah, again, depending on what the regular way is. But again, that's all hypothetical, because cutting something down to size, like we said, whether with your hands, with a kli, depending if it's the regular way to do it, it would all be usher. So it's just a difference of the rabbanon or the raisa, but it's all not allowed to be done. And the most important thing, basically, the most important part that a person would need or does not want to have, let's put it like that, to be over the melacha of machatech, measured cutting, is the measured cutting, the measured part. In other words, whereby we said somebody has to have specific intent for a specific size, specific shape, or something along those lines. Possibly certain things could be running parallel also with the melacha of koisev, writing, when somebody's cutting out a mold, possibly something like that could also be mechatech or kosev. Okay, but we don't want to get too much into it. The main thing is, we said the most important problem, the most important item, most important category is a kavana, a intent to have a specific size, and with that, that pretty much makes the melacha of machatech, measured cutting. So, with that in mind, we go on to various different, we want to go through various different practical applications, and we'll try and see certain things, which sometimes are opened or torn or whatever, and possibly, you know, is it a question of somebody has kavana or not? Just for example, you have many times perforated lines. You have a perforated line, for example, somebody has these little sugar packets, right? So we, in general, to open up a little sugar packet, you don't tear the lettering. And if it's just a paper pot, you could open it and pour your sugar into the, whatever the case is, coffee, tea, or whatever the case is, a tea. If it's made from before Shabbos, obviously, we don't make tea on Shabbos, or coffee, or made the right way, and so on, as far as bishul cooking goes. But the question is, over there you have perforated lines, right? So is it a problem to tear on the perforated lines? That's just one example. We'll try and go through that, because we want to look at it. Good, I could tear. I'm not tearing the lettering. I'm tearing the paper. Fine, I tear it. I throw it out. I pour out a little sugar packet. We're not talking about a big sugar bag, a little sugar packet. I pour out the sugar. I throw out the little packet. And I don't tear the lettering, but the question is, I tore it on the perforated line. Does that make a difference? Was my kavana, was my intent for the size or not? When we tear something on a perforated line, in a case and time where it's allowed, do we say my intent is for a specific size or not? So I'm just giving an example. The Poskim talk about opening up bottle caps, which we've discussed in the past, as far as we're not getting into the part when you crack it off the ring. We said in general, metal bottle caps not supposed to be opened at all on Shabbos. On Shabbos, supposed to open it before. Plastic bottle caps was a machlokes when it comes to the plastic bottle caps and the ring. But so that we spoke about, that's a question of makah b'patish, making a cap, right? I crack the cap. Some people are under the impression you're opening up the bottle, it's now making the bottle usable. That has nothing to do with that. You're cracking off the ring from the cap. If you're not making a usable cap, that's the question over here. So whatever, we're not going to get into the whole thing again. So that was a machlokes also. But do we say the fact that you crack the cap gets cracked off the ring, maybe that's machatecha. Maybe I'm breaking something I'm sort of like breaking it off the ring for a specific size. Possibly could that be machatecha? So these are some of the various interesting questions which come up, we want to look at, then some other practical applications which come up all the time. What about tearing toilet paper, right? I'm just giving, before we get into each one specifically, we want to see what the different sides are in our review. We just went through a quick review as to what the klolim are in Mechatech, and we, right, because of the fact that we went through the various different categories from the Mishabura, so we just wanted to sort of like sum it all up and have a quick review. Now we want to see how would they apply. Now the interesting question which comes up, we want to see also, Poskim talk about tearing toilet paper. Of course, we all understand we make the cut toilet paper before Shabbos, case in time somebody forgot. The other problem with cutting toilet paper is obviously karei al nasal sakin, you're tearing something for a constructive purpose. That's one problem, but is there also a issue of machatech, cutting it down to size? So a person can say, well, what do I care about the size? Right? Okay, the problem of cutting something for a constructive purpose. I tear a piece of toilet paper, I'm tearing it constructively, that is a major problem on Shabbos. But our malacha of mechatech, measured size, would one also be over that? Do they really care less about the size? Or is it the fact, well, a person wants exactly one square or two square, I want an exact size for my toilet paper when I tear it, so then we could say possibly a person would have a problem of mechatech, measured cutting also. Okay, so these are just some of the, again, the few cases that I just mentioned. We want to go through each one, Belinade, and see how they, what this forum talk about them, but I just wanted to sort of, if you want to say, whet the appetite so we have some sort of an understanding as to where we go from here and get a quick review, and we will go from there. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Baruch HaKol.